Stormlake Radio, Ryan Thompson, joined now by Stormlake girls basketball coach Sam Lipps to preview the upcoming season. And Sam, the new coach, talk about what it means taking over the program this year.
First off, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to coach this group of girls this year. It's going to be an exciting year. We got a young team this year, only one senior, but with this first week of practice and now getting into the second week, I mean, they've been working really hard, so I'm excited for the season.
You didn't know you were going to be taking over the head coaching role until right around the start of the school year. What kind of challenge has that been, and maybe a disadvantage for yourself?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a disadvantage. I mean, I've been around this group for the last 2 years, and since the 2016-2017 season. So, I mean, I know the girls. I know our strengths and weaknesses. I've assisted Coach Mitchell the last 2 years. But, like you said, I did not know that I was going to be stepping into this role until around September, so September, October-ish.
Mm-hmm. And who is going to be helping you out on the coaching staff?
Not too much changes. Bill McCabe, he's been coaching around here forever.
Yep.
So he was the freshman coach last year. He's going to help me. He's going to be my assistant coach. And then we have Matt Ritcliffe. He is coaching the freshman team this year. I'm happy to have him on. He's a great coach. He coached middle school football, I believe. So he's been around the system too.
As you said, a young squad you'll feature this year. If you can mention the players on your roster, starting with your one senior, as you said.
So our one senior, Rachel Bazzoni, she's going to be our leader this year. She's our only returning starter. She has a lot of varsity experience. We're going to lean on her a lot in big moments to get a bucket here whenever we need one. And defensively, she's a leader too. She's always vocal. She works very hard in practice, so could not have asked for a better leader, a senior leader. And then juniors, we have Skylar Cole, Annie Mulgay, Jessica Slight. They're all going to help us out. They're all probably be starting for us as well. And then sophomores, we have Mary Yanga and Holly Deerenfield. I hope I'm not. And they will be playing a lot for us as well. Oh, and then another junior came out, decided to come out, which I'm very happy, is Sam Lawaji. She's a volleyball player, and she decided to come out for basketball, so I'm happy about that as well. So those are kind of the girls in the mix right now. We got about 7 or 8 that are looking like they're ready to play varsity basketball.
As he said, Rachel will be heavily counted on, and Skylar had a few good games last year. Who are some others you see stepping up, showing improvement in some area or another?
Still early, but we got a lot. There's a lot of freshmen out. There's a couple freshmen that I'm looking at that might get to see some varsity experience. But then again, it's kind of too early to say at the moment. We're kind of just still evaluating in practice since it is so early in the season.
Well, speaking of practices, you said the girls have been working hard collectively. What are some of the things that you like seeing?
Overall, the upperclassmen are doing a great job leading by example in practice. And then each practice has been better than the last, so we're not having too many setbacks right now. We're not having days where we're taking a step back, which is very good. We're improving every day. And I'm starting to see a little fire, a little competition in practice than I did at the start of the season, which is very nice to see as a coach.
Sam, what are your points of emphasis and keys to the year?
Right now, it's just they need to trust each other and play for each other. If they do that, I think they'll play hard and everything else will take care. The wins and losses will take care of themselves.
And how do you see the Lakes Conference shaping up this year?
It's going to be another tough one. Of course, you got Lamar's and Cherokee and Western Christian. I'm sure those three will battle it out at the top, and then they're ahead of us right now. It seems like they got everybody back every year. So we're going to be in hopefully battling for the fourth with like a team like Spencer, Spirit Lake, maybe Esterville. that's kind of where I see us right now.
Well, we'll see you in the season opener this Friday night at East Sac County. It's varsity only at 6 o'clock and a whole lot more this year as well. Stormlight Girls Basketball and Coach Sam Lips, all the best this year and appreciate the time.
Yep, thanks for having me on.